Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Well, Arisha, I gotta say, it was nice to have a little Thanksgiving break last week to officially ring in the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. So much fun. I mean, I love Thanksgiving. I don't love what it represents, but I love what it means to my family.
That's very fair. But now it's back to business because, you know, we have to feed ourselves, not just at Thanksgiving.
Not just at Thanksgiving, yeah.
And, you know, there's one person we can always count on to keep things interesting, and that's Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
This time, she's facing some heat over her partnership with the high-end luxury fashion brand Balenciaga.
Yeah, who isn't?
I know.
But yeah, I mean, any run-of-the-mill Kim fan knows how much she loves Balenciaga.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch the season finale of The Kardashians, it was all about her walking in the Balenciaga couture fashion show.
Mm-hmm,
they made sure to emphasize that.
So
yeah, she's Balenciaga and Kim, tight as thieves, thick as thieves. That's the phrase. But like a lot of people, Kim's upset with Balenci's newest ad campaign, and she's saying that they've crossed a line.
Why? Did something happen? Just kidding.
I don't know. You know,
I haven't heard anything. I guess we'll find out. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, November 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Richies, it's holiday time, which means thousands of companies are basically pulling out all the stops to try to get you to spend all of your money on their shit.
Yeah, I'm falling for each and every one of these companies.
Me too.
It's unfortunate.
Me too. I need help.
It's truly a disaster.
It really is. You know, basically, they spend tons of money on advertising campaigns. And even with all of the money they have and a ton of creative professionals behind them, sometimes these campaigns miss the mark completely.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the latest brand to swing and majorly miss with its ads is fashion brand Balenciennes.
Yeah, yeah. So we can file this under what were you thinking?
Oh, man.
And I gotta say, seriously, what were they thinking? On November 16th, they published a campaign called Balenciaga Gift Shop. And it was shot last month by Gabrielle Galimberti, the Italian photographer. And the campaign images feature children who are holding destroyed teddy bear handbags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bears have fishnet tops and leather harnesses, and the children were surrounded by objects that were clearly meant for adults, like wine glasses and Balenciaga gift items.
Mm-hmm.
So then, on November 21st, so 5 days later, Balenciaga released their 2023 Garderobe advertising campaign. And in one of those images, a handbag is laying on top of paperwork from a 2008 Supreme Court decision on child pornography laws, which is just like... It's like, of all the things, all the pieces of paper to have,
why do you
in
have
an ad
that?
Campaign? And people also noticed an art book from the Belgian artist Michel Boremans in the background of another image from the campaign. And many pointed out that some of Michel's work has featured nude children, which I've never heard of this person, and I never want to hear of them again.
I know. It feels like a lot of choices were made.
Yeah, a lot of choices that they should have gone with literally any other choice.
Right. And, like, what was this ad selling? That's my, like, what is this an ad for?
I don't know.
Chaos.
I don't know.
So, in response to the backlash, Balenciaga did pull the images off of social media, and they released a statement acknowledging their mistake, and they said that they strongly condemn child abuse and that their plush bear bags and the gift collection should have not been featured with children. But while they are kind of apologizing, they are also seemingly trying to deflect blame, and they're pointing the finger at the production company who did the ads.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say, it's a bad day when you have to publicly say, I condemn child abuse. Like,
yeah,
that should be one of those universal things that...
Yeah, that should go without saying.
Yeah, it should. But yeah, they're pointing fingers, as everyone does when they get into hot, hot water. And Balenciaga actually filed a lawsuit on Friday in the New York State Supreme Court. And they're seeking $25 million in damages from the production company North 6 Inc., the set designer Nicolas Desjardins, and his company. So they're just coming for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, Balenciaga hired North 6 and Desjardins to develop and produce its spring 2023 campaign, according to the court summons. Now, it's also worth noting that according to the photographer of the shoot, the objects, as well as the children and the location chosen for the shoot, all had been selected by Balenciaga, with numerous staff members present during the 2 days of photography.
Yeah, of course it was. Like,
yeah.
If Balenciaga wants us to believe that they just had no idea any of this was happening, they must think we've never seen a fashion TV show or movie.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, any Hallmark Christmas movie, and they are in abundance right now, the corporate high-flying falutin woman who's about to go to a small town, she's signing things left and right.
Exactly.
So she knows. And I will say, I've worked in marketing. Like, one of my many jobs. And I'm telling you, the number of people that are looking at this thing, including me, the editor.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff, like, there are so many eyes. So many people have to say, okay, or no way.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. They're trying to pass the buck.
And no one said anything. Like, there's so many people to blame for this, I think.
Yeah. And the amount of money that they would have to spend on this shoot. I mean, it's Balenciaga. They're spending so much. It's like, you're telling me that you supposedly had no one at Balenciaga saying yes or no.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, it's sus. But it's not just Balenciaga who's under fire. Nicole Kidman and Bella Hadid were part of the second campaign. So they weren't featured in any of the controversial images, but they are taking heat for not speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
They both did share the photos to their Instagrams last week, but Bella did take hers down. And under Nicole's post, people called her clueless, and they demanded that she basically show outrage over the campaign. And a lot of others were upset that Balenciaga hype woman, Kim Kardashian, was basically just not saying anything.
Yeah, I gotta say, Nicole Kidman, clueless was like the nicest word people were using.
Oh,
they
I'm sure.
They are humming for her on her post.
Yeah.
Which I'm just surprised she isn't taking it down.
I know.
But yeah, of course, everyone was like, what's Kim saying? Because Kim just basically vomits Balenciaga, it feels like.
It really does.
Now, she wasn't in either campaign, but like we've said, she's a huge fan of the brand, constantly wearing their clothing, just kind of walking.
Toe.
Yeah. Literally head to toe.
Literally.
Toes that can't even move normally. Take those tiny little steps.
God.
But after a few days of no comment, she finally did speak out on Sunday on social media. She said that she had been quiet for the past few days because she wanted an opportunity to speak to the Balenciaga team about how this could have happened. Read, have PR concoct a perfect thing to say.
Yeah.
She did write, as a mother of four, I have been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard, and any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period.
Mm-hmm.
She also said that she believes Balenciaga understands the seriousness of the issue, but that she would still be reevaluating her relationship with the brand, waiting to see what kind of fallout would happen if she did not dump them.
Yeah, Well, you know, there's a contract, obviously, in place between her and Balenciaga. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. I mean, we've seen a lot of brands take pretty big hits after controversial shoots. This is obviously a PR nightmare for Balenciaga. I was at the airport yesterday and some guy was wearing a Balenciaga t-shirt and I was like, oh. So it's out there for
everyone. I saw somebody with a Balenciaga bag and I was like, wow, way to tell me you endorse child abuse, you psychopath.
Yep. So my first question is, do you think Kim will actually sever ties with them? And if so, do you think Balenciaga can bounce back from the loss of that partnership?
I mean, I really do think it's going to be a matter of they're going to see how long this lasts. Like,
yes.
Is this something that come January, there's a whole new scandal and everyone forgets about Balenciaga?
Mm-hmm.
Face it, 90% of the people that are upset about Balenciaga can't afford Balenciaga. So it's like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm jaded. I feel like when you have so much money, the hits are hard, but like you can come back from them.
Yeah. I mean, any brand really, like any high-end luxury brand that's had any type of scandal, they're just back in business. It's not like, yeah. I can't think of a brand that's been like completely demolished.
Maybe that's controversy. Why they're gone.
Maybe. I forgot their names anymore. Altogether.
Yeah. But I don't know. Do you think Kim's going to actually sever ties with them?
I don't. I really don't.
Yeah.
I think her saying that she's reevaluating her relationship with a brand is like a way to, like you said, kind of wait it out and see what happens, mm-hmm. and hope that she doesn't have to reevaluate. Because there's a lot of money.
Yeah. She's not pulling a Try Guy thing and just being like, you're out. I'm done.
Right. Yeah. Because like, obviously, I mean, there's contracts, there's partnerships, there's like so much money at stake. I can't see her being like, no, I'm out. And I think her statement very obviously said to me, she's going to give them another chance. That's how it read to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where like, if this hadn't blown up the way that it did, I easily could see her initially trying to defend it.
You think?
Because like originally it was like the pictures and then originally it was the teddy bear and like the weird BDSM type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Supreme Court stuff came up in like the later campaign.
Right.
Just given the number of times she's like started to swing one way and then the pushback was so severe, she swings the other way. Like I could easily see that happening because she just loves Balenciaga.
I know.
She really does. Money. You got to follow the money.
I mean, yeah. And this isn't her first controversy. Like this happens to her all the time.
It's her first this week, bro. Come on, give her credit.
Yeah, she's like, oh, copy and paste this statement again. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see how this plays out, but I don't really think anybody's gonna do anything drastic.
I will say, for those people that are like hoping that Balenciaga doesn't drop in value, go and grab those cheap Balenciaga things off eBay so that when it goes back up, you've got that money.
You sell them. You heard it here first. Business 101 with Arisha Skidmore Williams. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.